The last major property assessment happened in 2009, just after the housing market collapsed, and a lot of people thought that given the market at the time, their 2009 assessment was way too high. Realtor Steve Webster is one of them. He's running against the current property assessor, Cheyenne Johnson, in the Democratic primary.
Oh yeah, the property assessment was too high.
In 2003, before the housing market collapsed, Webster bought a house in Collierville for $370,000. In 2009, after almost every corner of Shelby County was ravaged by foreclosures, the property assessor's office put the value of Webster's house at about $346,000.
They tried to give a slight cushion in there, but the tax value, I didn't like it.
Webster walked away from his house and his mortgage and moved into an apartment in Memphis. Webster says it wasn't just the assessment that contributed to that decision. His realty business had slowed down, and at the end of the day, he was paying a mortgage that was more than the house was worth. But he says the amount he was expected to pay in property tax didn't help. Webster's house went into foreclosure, and in 2011, a bank bought it for about $280,000. Almost $100,000 less than what Webster paid for it, and almost $70,000 less than the value the property assessor put on it that year. That's part of the reason Webster is running.
I think it's unfortunate that with this trying times of the economy, that assessments aren't equal to what the current foreclosure values are.
Tim Walton is also running for property assessor, but in the Republican primary. Still, like Webster, Walton thinks those 2009 property assessments were too high. Walton describes himself as primarily a technician. He works as a real estate appraiser, and Governor Haslam appointed him to the Tennessee Real Estate Appraiser Commission. So it's not surprising that many of Walton's suggestions for improving property assessments are somewhat technical.
I'm going to take a very hard look at how they're scrubbing the data.
And Walton says he can get the State Board of Equalization, which oversees all the property assessors in the state, to change the rules so that bank sales, which is when a bank turns around and sells a house they've foreclosed on, play more of a role in determining property values in Shelby County. Currently, the state limits the way the assessor can factor bank sales into the property values because the banks are considered to be under too much external financial and logistical pressure to sell the house to come up with a truly fair price.
I've got the requisite knowledge and understanding that I can go and explain it to them and maybe have them take another look at this.
John Bogan, who works in the property assessor's office, is running against Walton in the Republican primary. Bogan says he can get fairer property assessments, but he won't say how, because he says people were stealing ideas off his website.
I've seen an awful lot of things that need to be taken care of.
But you're not going to give me specifics about what you're talking about.
I can't give you specifics right now.
Cheyenne Johnson is the current property assessor. She's heard the criticism of her 2009 assessment, but she says that assessment was done fairly. Johnson says given the state's constrictions, her assessment accurately portrayed the 4 years between 2005 and 2009.
Sales were booming. The market actually started dropping at the end of 08. We're not going to all of a sudden just take 2 or 3 months to make a determination of what sales should be. So when January 1st, 2009 came around, we were looking back.
Johnson says if the current trends continue, the 2013 assessment, which looks back on 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012, will be much lower than the 2009 assessment, regardless of who's in office. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.